Sal Saltz, this is Saratima. The following information is a pointer towards cells, salts that are necessary for us to function properly. According to Dr. Schüssler, a German doctor from 1873 from Germany, a homeopath, he says a disease is a result of a disturbance of the molecular motion of one of the 12 inorganic tissue salts. Restoration of health by supplying a minimal dose of the same inorganic salt to rectify the missing configuration of the affected cell or tissue salt constitutes a cure. Virchow, also a German doctor, defines disease as an altered state of the cell. There are 12 basic cell salts, and those are also related to the astrology of the 12 sun signs. Below attached are charts where you can have a look at the disease tendencies of each sun sign. And as you spent 9 months in the womb of your mother, usually 9, maybe 8 if it is a premature birth, but you spent 9 months in your mother's womb, you have all the cell salts that were given to you during your stay in the womb. Then when you were born, the month that you were born, let's say you're Taurus, then you are basically at that point missing the salts. You were not experiencing them and being fed to you by your mother through the womb. So you were born and saw the light of this world in the month of Taurus, and then you are missing the following 3 months. These are your weaknesses. So that will be Taurus, Gemini, and Cancer. If you were premature, it will be a month earlier. But there are 12 basic souls according to 12 sun signs, and you are 9 months in the womb and 3 months are missing. So you might look actually at the charts just as a general information and have a look at what tendencies you have, what diseases are coming up for you or already have manifested. You might find that not all of them are manifesting exactly as written in these charts, but you might find and recognize, now I understand why I have varicose veins or why I have heart issues or why I have inflammation or low iron or fungus, etc., etc., as you have weaknesses in those months that you were not in your mother's womb. So the following is just information for you if you feel drawn to looking at that. If you have already some experience with homeopathy, you might find this very interesting. You might already know about it. The other thing is some of my own contemplations is that as your mother was also weak in certain salts, you will find that during the 9 months in the stay of your mother's womb, you might find that there's also a fluctuation of, let's say you're 9 months in your mother's womb, but there are some months where your mother was actually also weak and she is actually having weaknesses in that area. And I think as we continuously get down the ancestral line, if you go back, you know, in your ancestors' strengths and weaknesses, there will be fluctuations. So you might even find that working with all the 12 cell salts might be a good idea. And you don't even have to, if you have energetically sensitive, you don't even need to ingest them. You might actually find you can connect with the frequencies that are in the bottles and resonate with that. Or you look at what kind of foods are suggested and see if that makes a little bit of a difference. So getting down to the basic building blocks of who we are out of salts. We are just like it says in the Bible, when Lot's wife turned and looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. Salt is extremely important. If the electrolytes and the minerals aren't right in our bodies, it becomes a big issue. And in my experiences, as we are continuing to evolve with these high frequencies, there's a good need to have good minerals, and the salts in our bodies must be in good balance so that the electricity runs perfectly. So see if that resonates with you, and you might get even more information through your homeopath if you're working with a homeopath, to look into that.